just the joy and love that I've got for the game is huge. I want as many people to play the game and feel that love and joy that it gives to me. I want everyone to experience that and feel that because it's just so special.
I don't think people fully understand how amazing the netball community is. It's like one big family, and the more people we can add to it, the more people understand how just amazing and caring every single person inside that community is, the better this place is going to be.
So many good things have happened from netball. There's just so many different parts to me, and netball's a major part in my life. Netball has just allowed me to like build that confidence, speak to different kind of people, and just believe in my ability as well.
I'm massively proud in looking back and seeing what I've been able to achieve and the support I've had from people. I'm really grateful and I'm really proud to be able to be sitting here today with the memories that I've been able to have made from the game.
When you meet resistance, and I have met resistance before in my life, being a men's netball player, being a male netball player, you need to push through that. And just having that experience from the netball court has allowed me to do that in loads of other aspects of my life.
Because of netball, I am confident, loving life, just grateful in general.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, podcast fave Georgia Lees. Welcome back, and I'm allowed to say that because it's a podcast of mine. All well?
All very good, thank you. It's nice to be back and talking to you. But yeah, all well here, thank you.
Let's have a look at Mavs last season. Obviously just missed out. So what kind of reflection did you undergo as a team?
Yeah, I think last season, obviously we were gutted to just miss out on that top four spot. You know, another sort of fifth place finish for us, which sort of seems to be that glass ceiling that we're struggling to break at the moment. So that was frustrating and not where the team wanted to be. However, I think the leaps and bounds that we made in terms of the stuff off the court was huge. And I think our culture, our training environment, you know, the facilities that we have access to, all of that was absolutely huge in terms of change for us last year. And I really think that is sort of the stepping stone in terms of transferring that onto court and hopefully having a top four finish this year.
It might be the same for a lot of players, but are you still training as much to be in top shape, or do you take a bit of a break then, obviously get back down to it as things were and that intensity?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think when the season goes on, it's such an intense time. And our pre-season, it runs for a really long time. You know, we started back at the end of August. So to go sort of from August through to February when the season starts, you know, sort of nearly a 6-month pre-season. That's before the season's even got underway. And then the season, you know, those games, they come through thick and fast. So I definitely think a lot of players make the most of their downtime. They make the most of getting away, getting some sunshine, reconnecting with friends and family that maybe you don't get to see so much whilst the season's on. And then sort of come August again, August, September, we're straight back into it at pre-season. We're really lucky at Mavericks. We have an S&C team that have been accessible over the whole 12 months. Mm. So anything that we've needed in the off-season, if we do just want to sort of keep our base fitness up, you know, we've had programs and everything through. So yeah, our S&C team at Mavericks are fantastic.
Essentially, you've only really made that move from Storm to Mavs a couple of years ago now, but explain a little bit about that whole process about changing teams. What's that like as a player?
Yeah, I think it's actually a really hard decision. I mean, when I made the change from Storm to Mavericks, that was purely because of personal life. I was starting my master's at Hertfordshire University. I was living with Michael, my partner, who's Hertfordshire based. So it really just made sense to be based more this way. And the course that I was studying, it was a really intense course, or full-time course with placements, and my placements were Hertfordshire based. So just in terms of being able to give 100% to both programs in terms of the netball program and my education, there's no way I would have been able to do that if I was having to then travel from Hertfordshire to Surrey. You know, that stint on the M25 is never nice for anyone, especially rush hour. So I think that was really just that was just the right decision for me. Although Surrey definitely holds a special place in my heart in terms of being sort of my first Super League club. It's where I made my debut. It's where I was really given my first opportunity to play netball at this level. So it was definitely a sad decision to leave, but it felt like the right decision in terms of being able to still give everything to both my education and my studies and my family as well.
You know that I'm always going to squeeze in a Storm question about it. Your parents posted that picture of you online the other day. I didn't actually recognise some of the people in that team, but a special group of players where you were captain, weren't you?
Yeah, so that was Storm. That was like the MPL team. So that would have been sort of under 21s, I guess, now. So yeah, that was a special team. Yeah, I thank my mum for that with the beehive haircut. Everything else. No, that was a special team, and I made so many good friends there. Like, one of the girls stood next to me on my left, like, she's now my bridesmaid going into my wedding. So that was a really, really special environment.
I'm speaking to you obviously ahead of the Mavs next season, and when you hear people like Vicky, Ellie and Emma as well, they're going to be joining and they're going to be adding into that squad. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I think the word is definitely excited. I think it's really nice to have some more of that Roses talent coming through into Mavericks. You know, we've had them, we've been lucky enough to have them sort of in and out of training in this part of preseason when they haven't been away with Roses or in camp. And we've really tried to utilize as much time with them as possible of like Saturday training sessions when they're around. And the energy that they bring and the intensity that they bring, it just lifts everyone. So I think, you know, in terms of their netball ability and what they can do on the court, obviously that's going to be amazing. But just that professional environment that they're training in, week out with the Roses, they're now bringing that into Mavericks, which I think is really good for us. For those that aren't in a full-time setup, it's good to have that in our environment. And as I say, it just lifts the intensity, the quality, everything. And they're all such great girls. So in terms of that culture that I was talking about that we really built on last year, they've slotted in amazingly.
Word on Jodie. What's she like as a person and obviously sharing that court with her?
Yeah, Jodie's amazing. You know, I feel really lucky that we have a really good friendship off the court. You know, she's such a lovely girl. She's always bringing sort of really good energy into training. She's always the voice on the court that you can hear. And she's always there. Like, if you need anything, if you need a word, if you need some advice, like, she's always happy to give it. Absolutely loving that she's back at Mavericks and that she's been named captain this year. I don't think there's anyone better for that position.
What were you like when you got the call from Cam?
So I was actually in the car driving home from work.
What does she want?
Yeah, I was really surprised because obviously we have such a lot of talent in our team this year. You know, we have, as we've already spoke about, so many more Roses coming into the squad. You know, we have a real strong squad of players and a real strong squad of personalities as well. And I think there were a few people that, you know, would have had their hand up to be vice captain this year. So, yeah, I felt really privileged, really surprised. But, yeah, just really, really happy, I guess, that Cam trusted me with a position like that within the squad.
Hi, this is Lisa Mather and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk, somebody that enjoys a good 2 a.m. chicken and mushroom pot noodle, Georgia Lee's. How important is the work-life balance at the hospital? Really important?
Yeah, it is. I'm really lucky that Mavericks are really understanding and accommodating, but also my workplace. I work with a fantastic team of people who are always more than happy to help me out as and when I might need it in terms of swapping a shift, covering me. It just means that I repay a lot of weekend and late shifts during the off season, but that's okay. But yeah, no, it's really important to get that netball and work balance. I think especially the nature of the job that I do, you're on your feet quite a lot all day. So yeah, it's really important to be able to go to work, be able to get your training in, but also have that rest and recovery time just to take some time for yourself and rest and reflect. Because otherwise, as I say, it becomes a very long season and sort of that risk of sort of burning out is very much there. So yeah, I'm very aware of balancing, you know, giving everything I can to work, giving everything that I can to people, but taking some time for myself just to relax and unwind, whether that's with Michael or my family or friends. I am very aware of that.
Do you take much notice of what fans are saying online during the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is very much there. It's like social media, isn't it? It's very much present. Yeah.
Is it more a hindrance than a help?
I think with social media at the moment, it's very prominent. And with the sport getting much bigger, there's more of a social media impact on the sport in terms of people giving their opinions, giving their thoughts. And, you know, a lot of the time it is very positive. I think the netball environment can be a very safe place. However, you have to take the good with the bad. There are always going to be some negative comments on there, whether they be personal comments about your game or whether they be comments about a team, say, who's not performing or who's underperformed in a game. And I think we have to allow fans to have that freedom of speech if we want to take this sport to the next level. I think as a player, I'm just very, very aware to not get stuck down that rabbit hole. I always see and try and respond to people who message me, who, you know, may send a nice message about your game, about your play. And if I do see sort of a thread on there or a message on there on Twitter, say, about, you know, Mavericks as a whole, who maybe aren't performing or have had a bad game or, you know, just whatever comments they may make.
Yeah.
I'm very aware that if I see it, I just sort of move on from it. I don't delve into scrolling through the thread and seeing what the whole conversation says. Because I just think as a player, that doesn't do much for your confidence if you're then going into a game the following day. I don't disagree with it in terms of if people want to express their opinions. I think some of the very personal messages that certain players get in the league, I think there's no need for that. I think that is just online abuse, and I don't think there's any room for it in our sport or any sport. So that's stuff I absolutely don't agree with. But if people are expressing their personal opinions on a team performance, if it's constructive, then I think that's, you know, what we need to expect as this sport expands, which it is rapidly.
The nice thing is camps are back and lots of chances for you to get involved with them and seeing that next generation. You must enjoy that still.
Yes, definitely. I love getting down to as many of sort of the summer holiday camps and everything that I can. It's really good to see sort of the next generation of players coming through. And also a lot of people that we see their faces in the crowd on a match day. And, you know, as much as we try to get around and talk to everyone, obviously you can't get around and talk to every single person. So those faces that you see in the crowd on a match day who then come to one of our camps or our half-term coaching days or community days, whatever it may be, you just feel like you have more time to just connect with them and they can get to know you as a player and they can get to know us as a team sort of away from a court. So yeah, absolutely love getting involved with them. Our community team with Jo Randall at Mavericks, she puts in so much hard work and effort into organising our community stuff, and they're always really successful.
Mavs recently put a message out looking for volunteers on match days, so helping front of house. More information online on that. You're going to see lots of tea around the place this season, aren't you?
Lots of tea?
Yeah, lots of Tamsin.
Yeah, so we're really lucky to have access to Tamsin. We've already seen her a lot in the pre-season, which, again, is great. You know, we're training 4 days a week now, sort of Monday through to Thursday, and we're really lucky to have sort of Tamsin at mostly our Monday sessions and sometimes at the weekend, especially if we have like the Roses in, we've got the whole squad in together. So that's just been invaluable. I think it's great how well her and Camilla work together with Becky in there as well, and how they sort of bounce off each other and their viewpoints on the game and what they want us to achieve. So yeah, so it's really great to have Tamsin back in with us. Obviously we had access to her last year, but I definitely feel she's more prominent in our training environment this season so far.
What's Cam said about her main aims for 2024?
Yeah, Cam's been very explicit this year that we want a top four finish. And as a team, you know, I think we're all there with her there. We had a really good signing window in the off season. So obviously I've already mentioned that we've recruited some more England Roses this year, which is great and will bolster our squad. So yeah, for us, the focus is a top four finish. We will not be happy with anything else below that. And I think we've got a squad this year of players who have been in the Saracens Mavericks environment for a good few years now. So they understand the style of play that we're trying to play to. They understand their values. They understand the culture that we're trying to build. And with those new players coming in, you know, who are part of the England Roses, their caliber of play is sort of top tier. So, you know, no real excuses this year. You know, our sole focus is on a top four finish.
And we've both heard about this Netball Super League 2.0 in 2025. Tell me about the importance of getting along to games this season, and what's it like for you as a player knowing that something like this is on the horizon?
Yeah, I think it's a really exciting time as a player and for fans as well. Like, netball is really on the cusp in terms of Netball Super League in the UK, of making that leap into professionalisation, which will be huge for the sport, absolutely massive. And for us as players, it means that we can give more time into netball. And, you know, speaking from someone who does work full time alongside playing Super League netball, I think that's really important. It just means that you have more time to give your strength and conditioning, your court-based stuff, your individual skills, like your wall work, your passing, all the stuff that maybe you can't get done on a Tuesday or Thursday sort of squad session night. Just gives you more time to focus on all of that, more time for us to do performance analysis, get together as a team, recovery, sort of the whole setup that you would think of when you think of a professional sport. So for us as players, it's huge. And I think what fans will get back from that, hopefully, will be huge as well. You know, we don't really know much more information on what the process is, what the plan is going ahead. But, you know, I assume what we want is to get teams playing out of stadiums, out of sports halls and into stadiums, which will create a much more professional and exciting game day experience for the fans, you know, just to make things sort of bigger and better. And I think that's really, really important to give that back to the fans who have been so loyal to Super League netball in the past. However, it does mean that we need to get bums on seats. We need to get fans into our home venues. We need to sell out crowds. We need to sell out match days. You know, these big games that we're putting on, Mavericks are playing at the OVO Wembley Arena in April. That's a really big deal for us, because if we want to professionalise the sport, that's where we need to go. So we need to get all 9 of our home games played out of Wembley Arena. So to get, you know, as our first sort of run through this year, it's really important that, you know, we get fans there and we sell out those sorts of events, because that's where the sport's going. And I think there's more and more clubs who are looking to put on their big match day environments. I know Thunder do one. I know we, when we played Leeds Rhinos last year, we played out of a much bigger arena. So teams are definitely trying to push that in terms of franchises. But yeah, I can't express how important it is that we get fans along to those games and that, you know, we sell those games out, because we need to prove that we do have the audience there to do that week in, week out once we professionalise the sport.
Georgia, thank you as always for your time.
Thank you, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.